Is it valid to refrain from sex with a great woman if commitment with her is impossible? Sexual commitment. For example, she's just not looking for a commitment. Or because one of us is about to leave the country for an indefinite time. It seems to me that indulging in sex in these kinds of cases are an exercise in futility. I do not think I would be able to enjoy it. So is it rational to abstain from having sex with a woman who you know represents your fundamental values just because you know a committed relationship is absolutely impossible between the two of you? You know, when you say, well, the commitment is not possible because she's leaving town, etc., you make that a little more specific when you say, this is a woman who, I'm quoting what I just said, a woman who you know represents your fundamental values. Now, that is a pretty big statement. You're not saying a woman I like. You're saying a woman I love in a way that you're lucky to meet one in a lifetime or two. Because that is both philosophical and at the same time extremely personal and involves many options along with fundamental virtues and philosophy. If you have truly found in this world a woman that is all that to you, my first question is, how can you give that up? How can you do it? That is such a tremendous value. Now you say she is, perhaps, she's not looking for a commitment. Now that changes it in a big time way. She's not looking for a commitment, including for you. At least not at this time. Well, if that's the case, you don't know whether she does represent your fundamental values or not. And that becomes a big difference. If she likes you, but she doesn't want to get involved too strongly, you don't know what her fundamental values are or what you mean to her. So that's a more legitimate conclusion on your part. I'm not going to get involved in a commitment because I don't know what I'm dealing with. Although that's not what you're saying, because you put that in the same category with a woman who has to leave the country for an indefinite period of time. If you knew about that woman, that she really was, your fundamental values really held them. But she's leaving the country. Before I would work out a statement on commitment and should you do it, if not, I would look at the particular thing. Why does she have to leave the country? Why for an indefinite time? If it's a career issue, is this just, you know, like a 1 year or 18-month training, meeting people in the field, studying under one of the masters, etc.? In other words, is it an educational issue? If so, and she is that to you what you say she is, you have many ways of not letting her go. Unless she says her work is in Mars and she'll be back in 40 years. Then, practically speaking, she's dead as far as you're concerned. But if she's moving to England or Oregon or wherever it is, are there means of communication? Can you make use of email and Skype and telephone? I mean, there's today endless means of keeping a long-distance relationship. Now, I wouldn't recommend it as a regular lifetime thing, but within a reasonable period of time, and you have to find out, why does she have to go that long? Is it reasonable? And is she important enough to wait for? I know couples that, for various reasons, very close, married happily, but they have reasons to live in two different states. And their solution to that is they see each other periodically, but they spend each evening, I believe it's 1.5 hours, have spent 1.5 hours, catching up on every detail, knowing, expressing what they feel. Now, in my opinion, that is not as good as, you know, being able to live together. So that you have the flesh against flesh in addition, but within limits, I would be very careful about saying, she's perfect, but she's far away. That distance and perfection are not compatible. You better think a long time before you say, it just won't work out, she's too far away.